I'm Brandon Peoples, Dave Lewis on the other side of the glass producing things, and we are pleased to be joined this next segment over the phone by former NFL and K-State wide receiver Jordy Nelson, who's also a Leonardville native. Jordy, it's a pleasure to have you on.
Thanks for having me on.
And Jordy's here to promote the 12th annual Nelson's Landing Benefit, which looks a little different than it has in years past. First of all, what's changed this year?
Well, a lot. Obviously, everyone knows what we're going through with the coronavirus and the shutdown, partial shutdowns of what the communities are dealing with and having some social distancing. So we have changed it to a virtual benefit. It took us some time. That's why we're just now getting it kind of out to the public. But right now you can go on to the Nelson's Landing KS.com website to make a donation if you want, and also be able to purchase our t-shirts that we have for sale every year for each benefit. They're always different colors and different logos on the front. So that's what we're able to do this year. We were not able to do the golf tournament, or weren't able to do the golf tournament auction and everything, just because of all the social distancing and whatnot. So we've turned it into just an online donation and t-shirt sales that the profits from those t-shirts will go towards these two great recipients.
All right. Well, and I know that, it's disappointing in a lot of ways to not be able to have something in person. I know how much you guys like to give back to the community here, but how important was it to still be able to do this, even though it has changed a little bit?
Oh, it's real important. Obviously, these are two people that we selected at the beginning of the year, back maybe in January, February timeframe, so we could be prepared to start going with our benefit. And as COVID-19 continued to grow and everything was changing pretty much week to week, we're always monitoring that. And it's a lot of work and time to put this event on. So once it started shutting down our communities, we made the decision to go virtual and just do an online donation and t-shirt sales with some help of some other people, with some banks and a former high school classmate of mine that does the t-shirts and whatnot, to still set it up to where people can have the opportunity to get the t-shirts, still be able to donate if they want. I know we've been blown away with the support over the 12 years of the people in the local community that support it every year. It's amazing when you can tell people want to help other people. They just need to be given an opportunity and a chance to do it. And they've done it for 12 years now, and it's been great to see. So it's just a different way of doing it. Hopefully by next summer, we'll be back doing our normal event. And being able to be around one another and having auctions and all that good stuff as well.
Yeah, the great thing about it being virtual is that anybody can participate. So if you have a friend or a relative that's living here or out of state, I mean, let them know. Pass the word along, and let's get as much money raised as we can.
Absolutely. Both of these, I mean, Cheryl Vanbever, someone who had breast cancer, I believe she is cancer-free now but still has kind of a regimen of hormone therapy that she has to do for the next 10 years, and then still has every 3 months she has to go in and get some blood work, some scans and testing done. And then Lynn Bonablist, who is in town here in Leonardville, that lives in the nursing home. He has MS and continues to lose some strength in his neck and throat, so it's becoming harder and harder for him to talk. And so what we're trying to do for him is get him a computer screen that can go on his wheelchair that he can use it can detect his eyes and allow him to speak through the computer, so he can still communicate with family and friends that come in and visit him, with the nurses when they come in to help him out, if it's, you know, seeing what he wants to eat or if he's comfortable and stuff like that and how he's doing. So those are the things that we're here trying to help these two people out and their family, to lift that burden and allow them to have a comfortable life in there and be able to communicate. As we went in and saw him months ago, and I mean, he's full of personality and energy and, you know, loves having conversations. So for him to be able to still communicate using a board like that would be great. And then obviously everyone's been affected, either know someone close to them or someone, you know, who knows someone that's had cancer, and we know what that can do to a family. So to relieve some of these burdens off of these families is what we're trying to do in our community.
It's very uplifting. I'm reading through their stories here. Just fascinating. They're both very inspiring, and it's wonderful that you've gotten an opportunity to meet them and be able to do something great for them. Hopefully, you know, enough money can be raised here. How does that process work? So you raise the money, and then how do they make the purchase for some of this equipment?
Right. So when we raise the money, and this is what we've done for the last for all the years, we don't just hand them a check. We will do reimbursement. So any medical bill that they have after insurance is covered, whatever insurance is going to cover, we will reimburse them for those costs. So if it's for Cheryl, if it's part of her treatment, what's going on with her breast cancer, for Lynn, it's getting this opportunity to buy that computer or that screen for allowing him to communicate. So those other appointments, they'll get the computer screen, and once they have it bought and once the insurance covers what it's going to cover, then we reimburse for the remaining bit. So it's kind of like work comp, or kind of what you would write off as a business expense type thing. So we're not just cutting them a check and giving them a bunch of cash. We ask for receipts. We see what their insurance is covered, and then we go from there. So it's just allowing them to not have the burden of these extra bills on them when times are already tough, and so much when people are struggling physically, mentally, like the burden of finance can even be that much more on them and their families. So to be able to relieve them of that, I think we've seen over years, has been huge for these families.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Again, Jordy Nelson joining us here on In Focus. The 12th annual Nelson's Landing virtual benefit is happening now. You can give now at nelsonslandingks.com. 12 years going strong. You've had a lot of support here from residents and the business community. That's got to be overwhelmingly great for your family and the whole community, really.
It has been. I think it's been one of the biggest surprises that we've seen through the 12 years. We expected the support because, that's what small towns, especially small towns in rural America, do, is help one another out. But to continue the support, it's the same people that give their hard-earned money every year to this event and to these families. We try to keep the beneficiaries to this local community for that reason. And it's been great. It's been fun. All the local businesses, if it's from Clay Center, Junction City, Manhattan, Omigo, Riley and Linderville, all of them, that they're small town businesses that, you know, probably privately owned, that are family owned, that give their money as well, or some items for an auction to help us raise money. So it's a great event. The event was missed. There's plenty of people that have contacted us and are seen us around that have, you know, mention that, because it's such an atmosphere, especially Saturday night at the auctions when we have it. So, but like I said, hopefully next year we can get back to the normal life and have a good event and raise some more money.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, how are you and your family keeping busy right now during this whole pandemic?
We're doing good. Still playing some baseball, still farming, playing some golf. But again, it's a nice thing about living out here in the country is you can still be outside, you can be out and about, you can ride your bikes, you play catch, play in the yard or whatever. So obviously we're not able to go into Manhattan as much and do different things, but we can still be outside and be active, and the weather's been nice, so it's been helpful.
Obviously the we heard the news earlier this year about the restaurant going to no longer be operational here, and that was a sad news for a lot of folks here in the community.
Yes, and for us as well. But my mom's put in a lot of work there. She's realizing that she wants to spend time with her kids and grandkids as her grandkids are getting older and doing more things, if it's rodeo or sports or school activities or whatever. She wants to be able to be a grandparent that can be there and watch them and hang out with them and create those memories. So it was time. It was a good run. Hopefully they can get it sold and someone can put in another restaurant and still have some good food up here, but it was just time. So she enjoyed it, a lot of great memories for my mom and the family and the community that were made there, and hopefully something can come in and be just as good.
Well, we're so lucky to have you back in the community here, and I know you've been back for a while now, but we benefit because of it, and these guests here that you are raising money for will benefit as well. Again, this is the 12th annual Nelson's Landing virtual benefit You can donate now at nelsonslandingks.com. Anything else, Jordy?
Yes. So the donation button will stay up year-round. But the T-shirt sales, if you want to buy a T-shirt for 12th Annual Nelson's Landing Benefit T-shirt, that will shut down on August 1st. So we can that way we can get the bulk order in, figure out how many T-shirts we have, and then send that into the company, and they can start making the T-shirts and ship them out. And the T-shirts will be shipped directly to you if you order one. It might take some time, obviously. We're going to wait until August 1st to shut the T-shirt sales down. They'll make all the T-shirts and ship them out, so you should have them sometime in August. But donation will be up year-round. It's just that the T-shirts will have to order. The order will have to be placed August 1st, and then we'll go from there.
All right, yeah, get those T-shirts for sure. Dave has a question here for me. He wanted me to ask you, would you like to sign up with the Chiefs just to catch a pass from Patrick Mahomes?
No, I'm good. I'm done catching football, so they got a good enough squad. It would have been fun. We debated it last year, but obviously they had a good enough team to win a Super Bowl. They didn't need any help, so but we are good. We are good where we're at.
You had a pretty good quarterback yourself in Aaron Rodgers there. So, well, we sure appreciate the time, Jordy, and hopefully a lot of folks will give to this wonderful event, the 12th Annual Nelson's Landing Virtual Benefit.
Well, I appreciate it. Thank you for your time, and we'll talk soon.
All right. Sounds good. Jordy Nelson, our guest here on In Focus, News Radio KMAN. Stay tuned. We'll continue the program after this.